You know, I'm very, very proud, number one, of the things that myself and the players were able to accomplish. You know, I thought we made a lot of progress, and even taking the 2010 division win out of the equation. Last year's the year really probably most proud of because, you know, in extenuating, you know, difficult circumstances, you know, losing three really good players early in the year. You know, and starting as poorly as we did, we battled back and won four games in a row, which is hard to do in this league. You know, and hung in there, beat Chicago on the road, you know, with playing with our, you know, our third team quarterback at that time. And, you know, I'm proud of my players from that time and have a lot of really good feelings towards all of them. You know, they're good memories.
Todd, I know you're looking more at their defense than anything, but in their games this year when Jamal has been right, or even as you remember, when Jamal's put up his biggest numbers, what's been the connecting thread there? What goes best for him on his best days?
You know, I haven't really seen him on offense. You know, I watched a little bit of the game last week on TV, but haven't seen enough really to comment. I mean, Jamal's a heck of a player, though, you know, but I really haven't seen him post-injury to know. You know, I've seen he's put up some big numbers, and I know he's a heck of a player and, you know, came a long way during our time. But, you know, really, like you said, I'm focused on their defense and what we need to do offensively to make sure we, you know, make good things happen.
Todd, that being said, you were there when they drafted Baldwin number one. Just your thoughts on them picking him when they did, when you did, and how he's developed, you know?
Again, you know, I haven't seen the offense at all this year to really comment. You know, I had him for 1 year, and it was a tough year for him. You know, had an injury, and but battled back and worked hard and made some big plays for us last year. So, you know, obviously to get picked where he got picked, you know, we thought he was a heck of a player.
Todd, what type of disruptive player is Holly?
He's really something. You know, he is a warrior. And every sense of the word, I mean, he's a guy that does not stop. You know, you cannot get out-tempoed by him. He can beat you with speed, quickness, power. He's a relentless worker, off-season, regular season, training camp. I mean, in between every period, he is nonstop working on his craft, and it shows. I mean, he's one of the elite outside backers in the league, in my opinion, and a player that you definitely have to pay attention to and handle as best you can, or he can disrupt the game in a negative way fast.
If you can say, we're going to line up and run the ball, the other team knows you're going to run the ball, and you can still run it.
Well, I think the last few weeks and in some of the situational football earlier in the year, even, you know, even though we weren't putting up gaudy numbers, I think in situations and games where we needed to, we were efficient running the football. So I think that's a good sign. I mean, that's one of the things when I first got here and talked a little bit, you know, that I believe, you know, when you talk about what you want to be, we want to win the game. We want to score more points than the defense. But usually within games, you know, what separates a good, average good and great offenses are the ones that can throw it when you know they're going to throw it and run it when they know you're going to run it. And I think efficiently. And I think if you can do that, you'll be a pretty good offense, and I don't think you have to worry about numbers, statistics, anything like that. You'll know, you know, because generally you'll be winning situations and winning games.
Todd, Mike has said that the Chiefs look more like Romeo's Browns than your Chiefs. Is there anything you've noticed similar to the way they're defending now with what you did to the Steelers last year?
Well, I think that's probably a complete picture look that Coach T's looking at because, you know, so much of the offensive staff has some Cleveland Brown basis. You know, whether it's Mo Carthon or Brian DeBall, I mean, there's some guys that were all together in Cleveland. Now, defensively, it's generally the same crew, you know, and they're running a very similar defense they ran in Cleveland that we ran the last 3 years, you know, while I was there. So I think that's probably true. But, you know, it looks like the Chiefs' defense of the last couple of years.
You tried to stop last year what you're running now.
Yeah.
Any insight along the way?
Yeah, it gets confusing. Only watch one side of the ball.
Todd, in this league with teams looking for an advantage any way you can get it, how much of an advantage is it to have a former head coach such as yourself going against a team that you coached so recently?
Well, I think it may work both ways. You know, a lot of guys over there know me pretty well, too. But, you know, from our perspective, I think it is a minor advantage. But like I said earlier, it's – it's more than anything just understanding the guys on the other side of the ball, you know, and kind of their strengths and weaknesses. And as an offensive staff, that's what we do every week. We try to figure out, you know, where our best matchups are, run and pass. So having some real insight to a lot of the players on the defensive side of the ball, I think there is, you know, there is a slight advantage, you know, for me personally. Now, like I said, they probably feel like they have an advantage too.
Looking back, is there anything you would have done differently last year to avoid the way it ended for you?
You know, really, you know, I think I've moved on. I'm really happy to be part of this great organization, and really what is a tight-knit family. It's a unique environment that I think is hard to find. But, again, I know the Chiefs have moved on, you know, I have a lot of fond memories, and I'm proud of things that were accomplished. You know, I think we came a long way in 3 years from where we started. So, like I said, I got a lot of fond memories, a lot of my players from that time, and think a lot of them.
So, Todd, I think at the end of the day, at the end of the game, there won't be any kind of extra emotion, you know, a little extra exclamation if you win, or a little extra bite if you lose.
No, I'm always excited if we win. I'm always depressed if we lose. So I leave that to my wife to you know, handle both of those emotions.
The diversity of your offense, is that something you're obviously proud of? And is it easier because you have the personnel to be able to do that here?
Well, I just think it can lead to good offensive play and winning football. The more diverse you can be without, you know, and still playing within the parameters where I spoke about, you know, doing the things you do well. So I think when you do have real good personnel in a bunch of spots, that makes it a good situation for you as a staff and as a team.
So like Wallace said earlier,
you moved on. Has your family not? Are they still kind of holding on to the end a little bit?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm saying on a weekly basis, yeah. Win or lose, my wife has to handle my you know, excitement or depression, one or the other.
Like Wallace said earlier today, that he thinks that there will always be a safety over the top, that a downfield pass will always sort of be defensed in some way. And he said this last week, you actually called a few, but it wasn't the right read to make, basically. Is there anything a player can do? Is there anything your receivers can do to sort of open up that part?
Yeah, Mike could run slower for for a couple of weeks, and then maybe they'll forget about him. No, really not. I mean, I think, again, that every play generally has a downfield shot, intermediate, and you know, a check down of one kind or another, and Ben's done a terrific job to this halfway point in the season of making real good reads for the most part and getting the ball to the open guy, and I think it shows. So you know, and when we're playing successful, that's what he's doing, and he just needs to continue doing it and just getting a little better every week, and we'll be feeling pretty good.
Todd Dwyer said
Dwyer said
yesterday that all three backs are healthy, that Rashard is the starter. Is it really that cut and dry?
Coach Dwyer?
Coach Dwyer said that. Is it a little blurrier maybe than it was because of what you've seen from the other two?
No, I mean, I've always been a big believer in competition is a good thing. And right now, you know, through circumstance, you know, through injury, guys have had to step in and see more action than they've seen maybe in the past. And like Isaac Redmond has gone from a situational back to being a starter for us in games, and they've taken advantage of that opportunity, which in turn has created competition. And I think any time at a position on a football team, you know, running back being no different than other, competition makes people better, because I think they start competing with each other, you know, not wanting to be outdone, and that's a great thing. So, you know, like I said, through circumstance, I think we've grown at that position, and we know a lot more now than we knew 8 to 10 weeks ago, you know, when there were some question marks. But some of those question marks have been eliminated. We got a few more to kind of clear up, and that's just going to mean guys developing. So competition is always a great thing.